which the world has ever known. The terrible effects of the First World War had left France and Britain, the principal European victors, exhausted and determined at any price not to repeat the experience. Americans, after their vital contribution to the defeat of Imperial Germany, wanted to wash their hands of what they saw as a corrupt and vicious old world. Central Europe, fragmented by new frontiers drawn at Versailles, faced the humiliation and penury of defeat. Their pride shattered, officers of the Kaiserlich and Königlich Austro-Hungarian Army experienced a reversal of the Cinderella story, with their fairy tale uniforms replaced by the threadbare clothes of the unemployed. The bitterness of most German officers and soldiers at their defeat was intensified by the fact that until July 1918, their armies had been unbeaten, and that made the sudden collapse at home appear all the more inexplicable and sinister. In their view, the mutinies and revolts within Germany during the autumn of 1918, which precipitated the abdication of the Kaiser, had been caused entirely by Jewish Bolsheviks. Left-wing agitators had indeed played a part, and the most prominent German revolutionary leaders in 1918 and 19 had been Jewish. But the main causes behind the unrest had been war weariness and hunger. The German Reich's pernicious conspiracy theory